God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. Today we're going to continue something that was started last Friday. During August and September, we're offering around 30 of our most popular books in what we call a summer book clearance. And each day we feature one of the book topics. On today's program, Brother Hutchings and Dr. Larry Spargimino talk about a book written by Brother Larry entitled The Antiprophets, The Challenge of Preterism. You'll be given an opportunity to get the book by itself or in a package with other books from the clearance. Here now is Brother Hutchings to explain why we're having the book clearance at this particular time.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. The reason we are doing this is summer months are always difficult, and even more so, it seems, this year. We are trying to raise an additional $250,000 to see us through the difficult summer period. One reason, as I have explained before, that we're having somewhat of a difficult problem here more than usual is that we have lost so many stations to denominational groups, sectarian groups, or Christian ownership for profit motive groups. Our program is not welcomed on many of these stations now where we have these new owners. And we could mention at least a dozen or more areas where we have lost our program. And we have lost in this particular process almost $100,000 a month in support. And that makes it very difficult for us here to sustain our program over the remaining stations that we're on. We're still on almost 100 stations across the country, but we need to continue on these stations. And it's a matter of finances in order to continue. And we can also go on new stations as the opportunity presents itself. But I would like to read a letter here from a listener up in Kansas who writes, "Dear friends, our family has listened to the Southwest Radio Church Ministries for 50 years until a week ago when KJRG went on the air with new owners. Can you send us a radio log so we might hear you on another radio station? We heard your program in the house and inside our dairy barn. The radio had to be up loud enough to be heard above the barn noises. My husband and our five daughters did the daily milking chores." So here's a family who has listened to our ministry for 50 years on this station up in Kansas, and it was bought by a new owner. Although this new owner had Christian programming on the station, our program was not welcome on the station because we preach the whole counsel of God, contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. Dr. Spargimino, we need much prayer and support these difficult days.
Well, that's right. I get calls, too, from listeners all over the country and emails and people who have sent us emails indicating that we are one of a kind and that we have a very unique but also a very important ministry. And the comment that I get most often is that we have not changed our message. And in a world of neo-evangelicalism and things of that sort, the message is changing, but we are standing on the Word of God. So our program, we don't claim, Dr. Hutchings, to have invented anything new. We just preach what's in the Word of God, and people love us for that.
Yes, the program went on air in 1933, and we have not changed our doctrine. We have not changed the message. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word is written in stone. So we are one of the very few who continue to preach the whole counsel of God and contend for the faith. So we do need your support. And that's why we are making a gift during this month of 30 of our books for those who support the ministry. And our announcer will tell you how to get those books at the close of the program today. But one book that is included in the 30 is a book that you wrote, Dr. Spargimino, The Anti-Prophet. This book has been recommended by Dr. LaHaye and others. What do we mean by anti-prophet?
Well, we're speaking about preterists. Preterists are those who believe that prophecy generally has already been fulfilled and that there's no future prophecy. Now, of course, some preterists are partial preterists. They believe that everything has already been fulfilled, but not the return of Christ. There are some, however, Dr. Hutchings, who are full preterists. They believe that everything has been fulfilled. And they say that, you know, when we look at the blessed hope about Jesus coming for the church, well, that happened symbolically sometime in the past, they would say in A.D. 70. And of course, if we take that approach, we really have no hope whatsoever, because if we look at the world and if we put our hope in man, and in man's attempts to better the world, well, we see what man is doing. He's making the world worse. So this is a very serious issue, especially for those who are full preterists and say that Jesus has already come.
That is true. And, of course, some preterists try to get around that label by saying, oh, we believe that Jesus is coming again. But when you question them more closely, they believe he is only coming to raise the dead and judge the dead, at both saved and unsaved, at the great white throne judgment.
Well, that's absolutely right. They hold to a replacement theology. They see no future for Israel. They think that Israel has been cast away. They see no prophecy being fulfilled today for them. There is no significance in the fact that we have all of this new technology. I like to call it a state-of-the-art microchip technology. It's mark of the beast technology. None of that has any relevance for them. So, in effect, they say, yes, Jesus is coming back, but everything else has been passed. And so when we look at the Middle East, when we see that Israel, that it's still in existence, despite the fact that there are so many hostile neighbors who have sworn themselves to destroy Israel, we say, well, Israel is a miracle, the fact that there still is a Jewish state. But for the preterists, they would say, well, no, that's just the natural outworkings of providence or whatever. They see no significance whatsoever in any of that. And I think that's very sad, Dr. Hutchings, because, you know, you and I and Dr. Glaze, we've been speaking about the European Union. We've been speaking about NAFTA and CAFTA, about the New World Order. We've been speaking about all kinds of draconian technologies that have been developed. They see absolutely no significance in that. In fact, I came up with something. It's called an automatic vehicle locator. Global Telematics has introduced its redesigned GeoTracer. It's a locator, and this satellite-based tracking system is weather-tight. It can be mounted anywhere under the hood or inside the vehicle. It only requires two wires to install. And within seconds, Dr. Hutchings, by going to the GeoTracer website, your vehicle's location, direction, and speed can be accessed. So they're telling us, well, this is good for parents who want to know if their teenager is going someplace where they're not supposed to go, or if their teenager is breaking the speed limit. Yes, that's a possible good use of it. But we believe that this kind of technology is what the Bible is speaking about, whereas the preterists would say, well, that's just scientific development. There's always been scientific development. The Bible says that knowledge shall be increased, but none of this has anything to do with that. So I think it's a very sad thing. It helps us to miss the real meaning of the significance of the times. And I think there are many signs indicating that Jesus is coming. And of course, we don't want to give a date for that. That would be very foolish. And yet we can look at the signs of the times and we can say, look, this is something that is very significant. We can use this in our evangelism. We can remind people of the lateness of the hour. And this, of course, is what prophecy does. Jesus spoke about prophecy. Paul spoke about prophecy. This is not some kind of an intellectual puzzle. but it has a practical implication that is so vital and so important for the Christian life. And yet the preterist says, well, none of that's important.
You look what has happened in my lifetime. When I was a boy, I used to ride on a bale of cotton with a wagon, with a couple of mules or horses. My dad would go to the gin. During those days, there were no telephones, no television, very few airplanes, practically no one owned a car, maybe one in 20 families would own an old Model T. But you look what has happened in my lifetime. Space travel, World War II, which I was in the South Pacific, the nuclear weapons that have been developed capable of destroying the world, the increase in education, as Daniel predicted, people running to and fro, microchip technology. Now we hear about everyone having a chip. China is flooding the world with garments, and they're putting a chip in every garment now. And they're talking about putting a chip in all the animals by 2009. And if somebody doesn't do that, they can be fined $1,000 a day for each animal. And now they're talking about putting chips in people. So all these things have come to pass in my lifetime. Just a small fraction of the past time since Adam was created. But why is all this happening? Why has Israel been refounded as a nation? And you know, many of those you hear on television or radio or people who are going to church, they don't think about that much anymore because they never hear a message on the second coming or the sign of the time. And when we tell someone that so-and-so believes this or is a preterist and thinks all prophecy has been fulfilled by 70 A.D., you know, they will look at us or say over the telephone, well, we didn't know that. Are you sure that it's true? Most preterists don't advertise the fact that they are preterists. Why?
Well, that's absolutely correct, because they realize that if their constituency knew that they believed in preterism, their constituency would no longer be their constituency. But I think a very interesting phenomenon is occurring. I've noticed it within the last couple of months. There are some preterists who are now becoming very militant, and they've gotten to the point where they would classify all of those who are futurists and premillennialists as being on the lunatic fringe. And so they're saying, look, we're not like that. We're preterists. We take the intellectual approach to the Bible. We believe that prophetic scriptures have been fulfilled. So we're now at the point, Dr. Hutchings, that even the preterists are coming out of the closet. They're not afraid to announce that they are preterists because they've made it academically fashionable to be so. And I've heard several preterist people on the radio and on television who 4 or 5 years ago, they would never identify themselves with preterism because it was too risky to do so. But they know now that the risk is gone and they want to say to people, look, we're not like those weirdos over there. We don't believe all that prophetic nonsense. We believe that prophecy was fulfilled in AD 70. So I think this fact that they're getting so upfront and so bold is just an indication of the fact that they're getting a lot of supporters. And you have mentioned about us getting off of some radio stations. Some radio stations don't want to have us on any longer because of our message, because we speak about the rapture and the Lord Jesus Christ returning. Well, this is just the fruit of that. They've been hammering away year after year after year, and now they believe that they are in the ascendancy. And so many people, so many Christians want this positive message that we can bring in the kingdom. We're dominionists. We can have control over the world. We can make a better world. It's oh, so rosy. And of course, we know, Dr. Hutchings, that the flesh loves that kind of thinking because it says, hey, you people, you're really significant. You can make a difference. And of course, you know, the Bible tells us that there can be no kingdom without the king. And the king has not yet returned.
Certainly, and as you brought out, the message is that the church itself is going to bring in the kingdom, and heaven is going to be here on earth, and everybody can have a part in eliminating war and eliminating hunger and eliminating disease and eliminating aid and stop the global warming. And you just come and help us and we're going to do all this. That is the message of preterism. Dominion now, we can do it. But as the Bible says, evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. Many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. There shall be wars and rumors of wars until the Lord comes back. He is called the blessed hope, because without that hope, the world would have no hope. That is what the Bible teaches. But who are some of the prominent preterists today?
Well, I want to mention some very prominent preterists. They have identified themselves as preterists. They have said that they do not believe in the pre-tribulational rapture. They are also replacement theologians. We mentioned a moment ago about the idea that the church has replaced Israel. One of them is Dr. D. James Kennedy of Truths That Transform. Now, Dr. Kennedy no doubt has many fine points. I think he's a great expositor of the Word. He's certainly very strong in certain areas, but he is a partial preterist. He does not believe that Israel will one day have a time of glory on the earth. He believes that all of the promises have already been fulfilled to Israel. He believes that the church, the Christian church, and he is, of course, Presbyterian Reformed, and he is simply voicing a view that many of the reformers, Luther, Calvin, Knox, believed. Another one is Dr. R.C. Sproul, Renewing the Mind, also a very fine teacher in many areas, but we would disagree with him on his eschatology and on his view of the church. Both Dr. Kennedy and Dr. Sproul are Reformed Presbyterians. And then another individual who has recently become very, very vocal against premillennialism and against futurism, and that is Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man. And he is the one who on several occasions has picked on us, you might say, and said some of our programs are just erroneous and we're way out and on and on. But Mr. Hanegraaff is not afraid to announce that he is a preterist. Now, I believe he would say that Jesus is coming back again literally, but he certainly is a strong partial preterist, and he seems to delight, Dr. Hutchings, I've listened to him many times, in poking fun at premillennialism. In fact, I know a few premillennialist apologetists who would like to get on his program and present the other side, but they have told me that Mr. Hanegraaff has refused. He only has people on like Gary DeMore. And when others who are futurists want to get on and want to present the other side, Mr. Hanegraaff says no. So I think that's very sad, especially when people who claim to be unbiased and they say, well, there's some reasonable areas for differences. Like Mr. Hanegraaff would say, well, some Christians believe in foot washing and some don't. And we will allow those differences, their in-house debates. That's the language that he uses. And yet when it comes to you and me and when it comes to futurism, we're just about heretics. And he would not countenance having a futurist on. So I think that's very sad. And our listeners have even told us, did you know what the Bible Answer Man is saying about premillennialism? Well, of course, we thank our listeners for calling us and letting us know, but now they believe what we've said about him because they've heard him on the radio. And of course, he's entitled to his opinion, just as we are entitled to our opinion. And we want listeners not to listen to us, not to listen to Mr. Hanegraaff, but to go to the Word of God. The Word of God is open. We're to be like the Bereans of Acts chapter 17, to search the Scriptures daily to see if these things are so. And we believe that when premillennialism and futurism is properly presented, that indeed we have a very, very strong biblical case for what we believe.
Certainly. I know those listening can go to Dr. Kennedy's website or to Knox University's website, and there you will see Dr. Kennedy's views on the state of Israel. You know, we read in Acts 15 that in this age God is calling out of the Gentiles a people for his name. After this, I will return, meaning Jesus will return, and rebuild the tabernacle of David. And, of course, there are many, many promises in the Scripture about Jews returning, their division of the land according to tribes during the Kingdom Age, and the thousand-year reign of Christ on earth mentioned in Revelation 20 six times. How do they explain it?
Well, when they look at Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 6, they speak about gospel millennialism. They say that Satan is now bound in the present church age. So they're not looking for that to be something that is future, but they say that Satan is now bound. And they claim that by the preaching of the gospel, through Christian radio, through the internet, through missionaries going out all over the world, Satan is no longer deceiving the nations. Well, I think all we have to do, Dr. Hutchings, is even to look at our nation. You know, at one time, our nation was a Christian nation. We had Christian standards. We had Christian leaders who were not afraid to have prayer in Congress. There was prayer in the public schools. But even our nation today is being deceived. We see some ungodly lifestyles now being flaunted before everyone. So to say that Satan is no longer deceiving the nations, it's kind of, on the one hand, you want to laugh, but on the other hand, it's very tragic because we see the reign of Satan. We see young lives being destroyed. We see men and women being destroyed. And people would say, well, the fact that we have Christian schools indicates that we're now in the kingdom age.
Of course, you know, Peter said there would come in the last days scoffers, saying, where is the promise of his coming? All things continue as they were from the beginning. Peter himself identified the preterist of today. This is one of the books in this gift offer that we're making this month to help sustain our program on the stations that we remain on, and perhaps help us to replace some of the coverage that we've lost. So here now is Brother Jerry to give you the number to call or the address to write.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008, or go to our internet website at swrc.com. You can get Brother Larry's important book, The Antiprophets, for an offering of $18. In its 252 pages, you'll discover the what, the why, and who of a view called preterism, which says that virtually all Bible prophecy was fulfilled by A.D. 70. Each of the 12 chapters is well documented. The Antiprophets is subtitled The Challenge of Preterism. Use the information in it to counter those beliefs. Call, write, or go online today for your copy. By the way, the book is also included in our special summer book clearance. You can get it there along with other books. It's listed in Section 2 that includes such other books as Why So Many Churches by Brother Hutchings, Footprints in the Stones of Time by Drs. Carl Baugh and Clifford Wilson, Extraterrestrials, What on Earth is Going On by Dr. Mark Hitchcock. You can get any three of the books in Section 2 for an offering of $30. Section 1 has 11 books in it, and there are 20 in Section 2. Get all of them for a gift of $200. If you don't have the complete list of books, which is in our August mailing, call for all the titles. 1-800-652-1144. The call center is open from 7:30 in the morning until 6 in the evening Central Daylight Time, Monday through Friday. Operators are on hand to take your call during those hours. Today's program is available on CD or tape for a gift of $9. Tomorrow, Brother Hutchings and Brother Larry talk about Petra. It's time for a Bible in the News report over most of these stations. Join us tomorrow for the next Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. It's time for Southwest Radio Ministries' Bible in the News report. I'm Jerry Geltner. I'll be bringing you that report. Thanks to the efforts of the late Madeline Murray O'Hare and the case of Murray versus Kirtlett, prayer has long since been removed from the halls of education. A United States Supreme Court decision back in 1963 banned organized prayer in public schools. Mrs. O'Hare has gone to her just rewards. But the American Civil Liberties Union is alive and well, and that organization, along with another of like mind, is on a quest to kick Jesus out of high school. Not Jesus himself, but a picture of the Savior. We're quoting from Newsmax.com, the story posted June 30, 2006. Quote, two civil liberties groups sued in federal court Wednesday to remove a picture of Jesus that has hung in a high school for more than 30 years. Americans United for Church and State and the West Virginia American Civil Liberties Union say the painting, Head of Christ, sends the message that Bridgeport High School endorses Christianity as its official religion. I frankly cannot understand why this school insists that it is doing nothing wrong, said the Reverend Barry Lynn, Executive Director of Americans United. This is pretty clear constitutional law. Public schools cannot promote specific religious ideas. A vote by the Harrison County, West Virginia School Board on removing the painting ended in a tie this month. At this point, it's a matter that's pretty much going to be up to the board, Superintendent Carl Friebel, Jr. said. It's just going to be very interesting for me to see what the board wants us to do with it. The suit was filed on behalf of Harold Sklar and Jacqueline McKenzie, whose children attended or will attend the school. Close quotes. Men and women have been foes of Christ since he walked the dusty highways and byways of the Holy Land centuries ago. Satan has been his adversary even longer. It's not surprising that our Lord is still being attacked. It does not cause an eyebrow to be raised even when a so-called reverend lends his voice to the proposition that a picture of Christ should not be allowed on the walls of a government school. When Jesus was on earth, the religious leaders of that day found fault with him and his followers. For example, we read, Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashen hands? He answered and said unto them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. That's from Mark chapter 7, verses 5 and 6. That's today's Bible in the News report, a presentation of Southwest Radio Ministries. These reports, as well as questions and answers, are published each month in a booklet. If you want a copy of the publication, call, write, or visit our website to place your order. Please include a gift of $3 to cover shipping and handling. Call 1-800-652-1144, write to Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma. The zip code is 73008. Or you may visit the website at swrc.com. Join us for the next Watchman on the Wall program and a Bible in the News report or question and answer.